The Traveler's Journal, June 13th. Riding the Rails of Europe. Last time, we took trips on some of North America's more venerable steam trains. While these railroad relics offer great trips, trains aren't considered serious transportation on a continent where most inner-city travelers prefer to fly rather than ride Amtrak's generally meager offerings. But in Europe, where well-developed railroad systems, schedules, and operations have kept pace with modern times, trains are often the fastest, cheapest, most comfortable way to get from place to place, even with the advent of many new air carriers. That's particularly true if you have a rail pass. Rail passes let passengers ride anywhere in a system for a certain number of days within a particular period. For example, one common pass can be used during any 10 days over 2 months. Passes can be further customized, say providing transit within one country or as many as 12. Europasses cover France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Switzerland. A Eurail pass includes those 5 nations plus Austria, Belgium, Greece, Ireland, Hungary, Portugal, and Scandinavia. England, Scotland, and Wales have Britrail passes. Rail passes provide a lot of flexibility for the money, especially for small groups traveling together. Some passes require riders to use more costly first-class compartments. No pass is a bargain if you don't make good use of it. Single-way and round-trip tickets, which can usually be bought right at the train station, are better for one-time journeys. Also remember, European rail passes must be purchased before leaving the U.S. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.